Ollie Horgan, a 3-1 defeat to Shamrock Rovers, but I would suggest there is a lot of positives to take from that defeat from the Finn Harps point of view.
We have a few injuries there that I'm not sure where they are rushing, and that's the last thing we need. Thankfully, we had no ascendants off, although there was a few bookings there that I felt could have been avoided. It could have been a hell of a lot worse, to put it that way to you. Although our defending in the first half was poor, defending in the second half was excellent. But we needed it to be excellent and to run our luck. I think we deserved a little bit of rub of the green in the second half, where Shamrock Rovers hit the same post, I think, twice down in the covered end of the ground. Very disappointed with the concession of our goals in the first half. I'm not saying that, you know, we lost the ball for the one that Andy Lyons got in between and squared it back. I think it was a Sean Cavan. No, it was a Mandrew. No, who got the second?
The second was a Mandrew diving header.
Mandrew diving header, yeah. That goal, we lost it in front of the back four, although it was a great finish by Mandrew. First goal, I felt we should have done better from the set piece. We cleared it initially. So that type of way, but then there might have been seven or eight chances that didn't go in, that were dismissing. So, no, we didn't lose any points here, didn't leave any point behind. It's hard going with maybe the amount of people that we've out, and there's probably no sign of improvement for the foreseeable future, Oisín. And it's hard enough up here with a full squad, but down to, when I mean the bare bones, it's hugely difficult.
Talk to me about your goal. Conor Tourish scored it, his second of the season. It was through effort and endeavour, I suppose.
Yeah, we had a great chance after the first goal. I think Yo-Yo Alamanis saved from Yo-Yo at his feet, and then from the corner kick, Ethan should have scored them and passed the post. But like, we're talking about two or three chances in the first half. Shamrock Rovers had maybe 12 or 13. So I'm not making any excuses in any manner. The better team won. There were positives in that we stuck together. If we didn't, you know, this game would have been well bigger figures than what it was. And I have to give them huge credit for that. But it's hard when maybe you can't rotate the squad or freshen it up as well as you could before. We've lost too many at the moment, Oisín. Is that an excuse for losing here tonight? No, it's not. I'm not making that excuse. I mean, the Webster's out for the season. If he was playing, and Ryan Connolly, who's a long-term injury also, if they were playing, probably wouldn't have got anything out of it either. That's not what I'm saying. It's just, it's very difficult going week in, week out, and especially with the two games a week with the maybe blows that we've had. But maybe we were lucky for 8 years, or I was lucky for 8 years, that we didn't get hit with what we're being hit with now. But that's not an excuse, and I'm not trying to make excuses. I don't need to give excuses. I don't. That's not what that's about.
You brought on Nathan Logan, Sean McDermott at the end, two young players. You weren't just giving them game time for the crack. You're going to need those boys, aren't you?
We are, yeah. We're going to need more of them. We've Damien on the bench that didn't come on yet, and Connor and Stephen as well. Nathan has played a couple of games for us last year. He's only getting back into fitness and that. And it's a huge opportunity for them to step up. And, you know, I'm sure people feel that a lot of the, you know, other younger lads should step up. They need to step up, you know, now when there is opportunity. But, you know, Nathan's a good kid, but he's only getting into fitness. Sean has come from us. He's playing with the 19s as well. And, we watched him in Dundalk on Sunday in the 19 league, and he did quite well, and we felt there was an opportunity for him there. And they'll get plenty more of it, but we also need to pick up some results some way or other along the way to try and stay in touch.
It's UCD next Friday night. People will assume that it's a bigger game because it's against a team who are just behind you and you're close together in the table. Is that a true reflection of it? Is that an accurate statement regards that game?
UCD keep the ball very well. Did they keep it as well as Shamrock Rovers? Realistically, no, but they keep it very well, and with the threats up top with Liam Kerrigan and Cullen Whelan, and, you know, Jack Keeney, who's local where Finn Harps are, they're a handful. And we know realistically, even if we had a full squad, they'd be a handful. With down to the bare bones, it'll be a hugely difficult obstacle for us. And I'm hoping that we can be a difficult obstacle for them as well. But look, we'll worry about that tomorrow morning. They got a great result against Dundalk, and Andy Myler and William O'Connor have done a brilliant job there, and don't, you know, anyone that underestimates them are in big bother, and certainly we're the last team that will underestimate them.
Finally, a couple of weeks ago at St. Pat's, you told me that a lot of people would have walked away, but you stuck with it. I didn't ask why you stuck with it. Are you obsessed with this job? I hear about the stories of you going and meeting players all over the world when a lot of people would call them. That's not.
I mean
this in a healthy way.
And the comment I said is that we lost 11 players, we lost staff members. Yeah. Do they want to start again? And do they have the wherewithal to try and drive them on? At the time, I wanted to step away, and I offered to step away, and there's no point in pretending. I'm sure there's people that wanted me to step away, but look, I'd be blunt-ushing, I try to replace it and I try to maybe get people to come in to help, but I don't want it to fail after 8.5 years and get relegated, which is very possible, and you can see exactly the battle we're in. But look, there was a couple of players that more or less convinced me to stay as well, and unfortunately one or two of them have lost, and that's an awful blow. Probably, I'm as tough as nails, but that was a hard one to take with David Webster. Ryan Connolly, another one who's, while he will be back, in the foreseeable future, it's hard to take because they were part of the reason that I stayed, and a few of the other lads that said they would commit. But trying to replace 11 out of 18 is near impossible, and should we survive, whatever way, it would be without doubt the club's biggest achievement in recent times. But it's hard going, Oisin, and there's no point pretending anything different.
Is it made even worse by the fact that if you were a full-time club, Dave Webster could still be around the place encouraging young lads and all that? But the fact is he's now in Dublin and probably won't actually have physical contact with you for a while. No, he won't be around the club.
We get him treatment. We'll get him treatment. He's been operated on in Santry or Rainmoren at the end of the month, and we look after him in the top medical care that we can. And the club are excellent in that way. They may not be full-time, and they may have their thoughts and ways with financial payment of players. But when it comes to something like that, there's no one better. And that was one of the things that I insisted on when I went in there. And to be fair to them, they've never let me down in that manner. And Dave will get the best of health and the best of recovery. But yes, he's only with us on match nights, and sure, he's a local here, and he's only down the road for him. But look, we need him around, and we need everybody else getting back to fitness to have any chance of staying.